Next matter is agenda item number 10, Mr. Dennis Parker.
Okay, so we're going to stay right in the same general area here. Dennis Parker has a pending oyster grant application, 2015-153, in which he requested to lease approximately 5 acres of oyster planting ground, also in the James River, in the city of Newport News. This is, again, adjacent to the Fort Eustis military base. It is protested, again, by Mr. John D. Maria, an adjacent lease. The situation with this one is similar, but it's a little bit different than the previous application. So, again, here we are. This is the Wark River. This is the James River. The application, previous one, was off the screen here, just to the north. And this is the area of Mr. Parker's application. Here we have an aerial photography with the leases and the public ground superimposed. Again, the application is right here. This lease is D. Maria's. This lease is Mr. Parker's. And this lease is held by a third party in the name of Hogg. A little closer view. Again, this is it is at the mouth of another creek, a smaller creek, that runs up through the Fort Eustis base. It's basically a series of marsh and wooded bands of land. And again, this is near where they do some live ammunition training. Once again, we subjected this to our normal public interest review. And during that time frame, we did receive a letter from Mr. D. Maria with very similar objections to the previous application to Mr. Tynes. He did note his belief that when he applied for ground in this area, which is very similar to the previous one, he had a lease and asked to expand the lease to include the areas between the lease and the shoreline. That was done again with this lease. And in his letter, he said he believed that he had been assigned all the available ground and that he should have the first right of refusal here, basically, sort of, to apply for any vacancies that had become in this area from erosion or for what he perceived defects in the original survey. It should be noted, as I just did, that Mr. Parker also has a lease here, and it's this lease to the south, and that the shoreline adjacent to Mr. Parker's lease has also eroded some over time. He did not ask in his application specifically to go any closer to shore, but he did request this area just to the northwest of his existing lease. So this is the D. Maria survey where the shoreline area was added into an existing lease. You'll see up here there was an old plat file number and then an application area. So we had 100 acres and we added another almost 25 acres filling in some gaps here. You also note again on the shoreline on this one, and I worked on this one as well, and I drew this plat. Mr. Showalter was the surveyor, that the shoreline basically, the way we drew it, followed right along the lease, and that at the mouth of this creek, there was actually a little bit of an island here that extended further to the southeast, which is why we didn't go any further than that point right there. Mr. Parker's lease, we just kind of cut it across the mouth of the creek and extended it to that location. So this is a little closer view where you can actually see the little island. In the aerial photography now, this shows up as a shallow area, but this island is basically gone. And this point is eroded back some as well, which results in sort of the mouth of the creek being a little different now. This, we would consider this the mouth before, and now, you know, it's more like the mouth is up in here somewhere where it's eroded back. So, again, you can see this little spit. We believe there was an extension or a piece of an island here that went a little further to the south. In any event, erosion and other factors, there is an area here that is, in theory, available. Again, staff has the same concerns in this area about leasing into the mouth of this creek because of the military base and the issues associated with that. So we do not recommend it. We didn't really draw this one when he applied into the mouth of the creek, and this one has been surveyed. Mr. Parker hired Bay Design Group, a private surveying firm, to survey this, and they did so this past summer. And what they surveyed basically is almost exactly what you see here in the application. So this is their survey. And the mouth of the creek is that channel, like area to the north that you're seeing there. But this is oriented just like the previous photo. And the area they surveyed was right at the 5 acres that we mapped. It's even configured with corners 3 and 4, very similar to what you saw in the way we drew it on our map from the application. So we do have a survey on this one. It has been stuck up. Again, Mr. DeMaria has the same concerns, I believe, for this one that he had for the Tynes application, that he believed that he obtained all the available ground down to his existing lease, which stopped here. If there was area here, he believes he should have gotten it in his original survey. Again, that was granted back in 1994. In this instance, we do have the applicant being an adjacent leaseholder, which we didn't with Mr. Tynes. Mr. Tynes has no ground adjacent to the application that you just heard. He has other ground in the river, but Mr. Parker actually has a lease that I believe he has used in the past to the southeast. So this would be an extension of his existing lease. And it is, in shore, DeMaria's lease. We do concede that. But that he does have a lease there, and this happens, he already had a lease there. So Mr. Parker has always been an adjacent leaseholder of Mr. DeMaria. So if there's any concerns about encroachment or crossing the line, there's been that opportunity, and that's really more of a law enforcement issue than we believe than a leasing issue in this particular instance. So having said all that, our recommendation on this one is that while we do understand the concerns of this Mr. DeMaria, there does appear to be some area here adjacent to the Parker lease that is appropriate for leasing. The concern of Mr. DeMaria regarding possible encroachment into his lease, as I just noted, when working in this area, appears to be an enforcement issue since there is already an existing lease of Mr. Parker adjacent to DeMaria as they currently exist. We do recommend not leasing a small triangular area at the northwest part of this because of the narrow nature that it would be. And it would be very difficult to dredge in this area without crossing the line, either off the lease or into Mr. DeMaria's lease, because it does take a certain amount of radius to turn a dredge boat. So our recommendation is going to be to cut off a small section of this, and you'll see a drawing of that in just a second. That proposed revised area would consist of that we are recommending could be leased to Mr. Parker, is about 4.32 acres and is represented by this polygon right here, but not to lease this a little over half acre area defined being cut off by this line right here, and not to lease this little triangular area to Mr. Parker. So that is our recommendation on this one. I believe Mr. Parker is here. Of course, Mr. DeMaria is here. I'll be happy to answer any questions concerning our recommendation for this one.
Are there questions from the commission?
No, sir.
Ms. Parker, come on up, please. Let me swear you in here. Get your testimony. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Dennis Parker.
What else do we need to know, sir?
I put in for this ground. I've had this ground for 30-some years right here, and I asked when I got it put in for it for that, and he didn't give it to me. He gave me that. And so last year I got it to run through the paper. I got it surveyed, and now he's protesting. I mean, I've been most of my ground, I shaft hung it. Then when it gets thin, then I'll put a dredge on it, you know. I don't know. And it's real close to him anyhow. I would shaft on it. I wouldn't be dredging it next to his line anyhow. I've got that problem down there at the museum now. People coming onto my ground right now. So I've never had no problem with Johnny about going on his ground or him going on my ground, you know.
Questions from the commission?
I just need some more ground to plant because I'm running out of ground.
How are you running out?
Well, I've got all my ground planted, and I want that. That's a good piece of ground. And my buddy here, me and Mr. Duke, we're going to plant this piece together soon.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Ms. Erskine.
So, Mr. Parker, you're indicating the lease that's shown on there is maybe 16,734. That's your lease, and that is currently productive?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else in the audience wish to testify in favor of the project or the application? Please come forward. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
Charles Duke, President of Waterfront Development Corporation and Jordan Marine, and Vice President of Julianne Seafood.
Okay.
Mr. Parker and I have had some dealings with Oyster Grounds. I've purchased some from him in the past. With the last transaction we did, he knew of this piece, and I picked up the financial responsibility for the advertisement of the ground as well as the surveying of the ground. I entered the oyster industry about 3 years ago. It's done well for me. I've got a full-service boat yard and a marine construction business that typically fall off every winter. It allows me to remain productive year-round with the public season. And I've also acquired a fair bit of oyster ground myself. Some of it's profitable. I mean, some of it's productive. Most of it's not. Some of it can be made to be productive. I've got, at this time, 3 oyster boats, a 25-foot, a 42-foot, and I've got a 60-foot biboat that's 90% completed. I've got ground up the James River that I can pull shell and seed off of, and I intend on planting as much oyster ground as I can. We're working together, Mr. Parker and I, on this ground. We have no other intentions than what Mr. DeMaria has done for the last 20 years. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a lot of hard work involved in it, and I've got the time and the money and the resources to do it. I appreciate staff's recommendation. The entire application is for 5 acres, cutting 6/10 of an acre off of productive bottom. I think Mr. DeMaria has testified that his ground to the north and the west is productive, and Mr. Parker's to the south and the east is productive. I've been there. I took the surveyor on my boat to survey that. It's pretty deep water given the location there. At least 3 foot at mean low water. I would ask the board to approve the application as submitted. The dredging portion, a half of an acre of oyster ground, could be quite profitable with a pair of shaft tongs properly seated.
Okay. Questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this application? Does anybody wishes to testify against this application? Mr. DeMaria, you're still under oath.
Yes, sir. Sure am. Sorry to be redundant, but my application advertising for all leasable acreage between Mowbray Island and my lease, known as Nails Creek and Squash's Hole, was approved and surveyed by Mr. Showalter. Decisions made by Mr. Showalter to choose not to take the survey lines to the shore because he was trying to straighten the lines out, as well as deciding areas were too small to include, were inappropriate. And again, this same situation applies over here. There used to be like a little island over here, but instead of him coming around as I requested and coming down over here,
get me all of that. He refused to do that because he was trying to straighten the lines up, and I wasn't going to argue with him as indicated on the sheets. But I relied on the competency of this survey to protect my purchase of leases that I made from Uncle Wishy Melzer, which I paid $200,000 for. By the way, while the survey was conducted by Jerry, both Lake Cowart and I were with him. That's why I know of his decision straightening out the lines and not including areas inshore that he said were too small. When he made those decisions contrary to the legal notice, as well as my desires, I did not think it would be appropriate to argue. I felt like VMRC's policy and survey standards that were applied to me would be applicable to everyone in the future. Jerry assured me that no one could apply for what was not included in the surveys the next day or in the future. The legal notice applied to VMRC shows that I applied for all leasable ground inshore of my lease. As a result of a competent survey, there should be no available acreage for an application to even occur. In reviewing the VMRC GIS map viewer via satellite aerials taken in 2009, 2006, and 07 and 02, which is prior to my application, one could see that although erosion has occurred, its acreage would not be sufficient to apply for, and the applied for area inshore of my lease should have been appropriately included in the survey by Mr. Showalter to me. I might add that Jim Wesson, at a meeting on 5/14/2014, expressed that I should be very concerned and that I should promptly object to applications that have the potential to facilitate encroachment on my lease. As you know, it's gotten to be a problem stopping the habitual encroachment on both private and public oyster beds in the state of Virginia. I'm gravely concerned that I can lose the inshore protection of this valuable asset. That is why I applied for the resurvey to start with. Accordingly, I protest the application for any acreage inshore of my lease, since all that ground was already applied for and approved for my acquisition. A boundary adjustment should be made so that it's included with my lease. Since the year 2010, I've planted 122,595 bushels of oysters. All that can be substantiated with the records that have been submitted to VMRC on a regular basis that I always do. And as I said before, of those two pieces of ground, I've sold $1.4 million worth of oysters in the last 10 years.
Questions from the commission? Ms. Erskine.
Mr. DeMaria, did you ever, I understand what you said in the past with Mr. Showalter and the surveying. Did you ever go back to VMRC and inquire about this inshore area, about whether or not you'd be able to resurvey and pick that ground up?
I was instructed emphatically by Gerald Showalter that wasn't going to happen. You know, like I said, when there was a little island that was sitting over here. He could have come around that island, gone right over here, and gave me all that. And he said he wasn't going to do that. He was trying to straighten up the leases, straighten up the lines. And he did that along. If you can look at it, you can see where he did it the whole way. And I just wasn't going to argue with him. He said he wouldn't give it to anybody else. So, I believed him. I wasn't going to argue. I'm not going to argue with VMRC. That's just the way I was brought up by a colonel. You don't argue with, the administrators. And I didn't.
We have constituents that have a different view.
I understand.
Are there other questions from the commission? Ms. Neal.
This is not really. What position did you play at Florida State?
I was a defensive tackle.
Thank you. I just was curious the whole time.
Yeah, I was not nearly as big as I am now. I was like 215, 218. The boys were quick then.
Mr. Tankard.
How long ago has it been since that island was there?
When I say an island, it was like a little clump of marsh grass. I don't even tell you. My guys used to plant oysters right off of that little island when they had, I can't remember what the deal was. What was it they had? You had to put the oysters overboard and you kept them right back. It was a little small place.
back over here, that probably was 10-foot diameter. It was very, very, very little. And I wanted to go around it and get it all, but that's, he said no, so I wasn't going to argue. But he assured me that it wouldn't be available for anybody else to lease. I just figured everybody would be treated just like I was being treated.
Let me ask a question here, if you would, sir. What's your opinion of the staff recommendation?
Well, I like Ben, and I appreciate what he said, and I know that he's a very highly skilled diplomat, but I also know that the lease that I applied for was applying for all leasable ground between my ground and Mulberry Island. I knew I was going to spend a lot of money. I spent $200,000 buying that ground. I didn't want to have spaces inshore there where people could, go inshore me. So that's why I spent the money to have the land resurveyed. So I was just trying to protect my asset. And that's what I did. And he gave me what was available to give to me and said it would not ever be any different, and I wasn't going to argue with it.
Okay, so then I guess what I'm hearing is that you don't think much of the staff recommendation.
No, well, I like his recommendation, but I don't think he's given full credence to the fact that I was assured that no one would ever be able to have that. And far as I'm concerned, that ground, they should make a boundary adjustment and give that ground to me. I'm glad to pay for it, but that's the way I look at it because that's what my application stated. My application stated to release all available ground. And, I was, a legal expert or anything like that, but my father, who was a colonel, did everything like that. That's why it was all verbalized that way in the advertisement. So I didn't want to have anybody. I wanted to get everything that was there so I wouldn't have to have a discussion like this ever.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Mr. Parker, you want another bite at the apple?
Yes, sir. I think I've had my ground longer than he's had his ground. My granddaddy bought me that ground. And when I put in for that period, I didn't get it. And this piece of ground that's right here that I'm putting in for now, and the piece that the guy was just up here before us, his cousin come give us the plot and showed us it was open. He knew it was open, but he never come put in for it anyhow. And that's been over a year ago that I put in for it, But he already knew about it because his cousin was the one that bought me the plot. It showed me that it was open, and he brought it to Johnny, too,
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Parker. Well, in its simplicity, it seems to me that the commission has three choices. Give it all to Mr. Parker, give it all to Mr. DeMaria, split the baby, four choices. Or give it to nobody and set it aside. Understood. Thank you for the clarification. So there's three. What does the commission want to do? Mr. Erskine.
I have a question, Mr. Stagg. The 0.614 acre that you're suggesting should be not leased, what was the reason behind that again?
Well, again, like the Times application, we understand that this could be Tom. This whole, if you give him all of it, he could hand Tom it, or he could dredge it. We just felt that giving that triangular area, if he does dredge the ground, just invites a problem in that. We don't like these triangular areas where you try to dredge because it's you couldn't really dredge it very easily, and it seemed to us it was just a logical way to sort of avoid a conflict. As you get further to the southeast, it gets wider, and you should be able to dredge that without having any issues about crossing the line. That was really our sole reason for. We think this whole area is leasable and has been for quite some time because of erosion and other factors. I can't attest to what happened 27 years ago, 24 years ago, whatever it was, when this original survey was done. But that's our rationale. we understand that it, you know, he could tong that area too. So,
as a follow-up, so the mouth of the creek comes down kind of right in the middle of the northern part of that lease, that way the way we're looking at it right now, right?
Right.
Okay. But the line goes right up to the mouth of that, whereas previously you were trying to stay away from
right.
the
but
mouth
there was,
of those creeks.
There was some island-type piece of land in this area. And
right.
I don't doubt that what DeMaria said was correct about Jerry right. Showalter's thinking was that we would come down on the outside of that island, and he wasn't really willing to go up into mm-hmm. that area that's now what we're talking about now. I think there's more area there now than there was in 1994. But
thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Frantz.
Yeah. What is the difference in the arguments of the last Mr. Tynes and this? I mean, you had the same complainants, the same military base, almost the same thing. What's the difference?
Well, we think there's two differences here. The common thread is Mr. DeMaria objects to both of them. But the differences are that this ground, we don't believe the way it was applied for, goes in the mouth of the creek. Mr. Tynes, a big portion of what he asked for actually goes inside the mouth of that other creek. So we had concerns about that with the base. And the other is that Mr. Parker has a lease here that's adjacent to this. I mean, Mr. Parker would have the option here, should you lease him any of this that's contiguous to his lease, that we just assign it as a standalone lease. Or we could just add it to his existing lease and draw a new plat of the entire piece. It would all become one lease. And that's really up to him. If you give him anything, we'll talk to him how he wants to do that. But this is big enough to be a dredgeable lease as applied for, or even with the 6/10 of an acre removed. So Mr. Tynes had no lease adjacent to it. It was really oddly configured. It was really narrow against the shoreline in a lot of places. This is more of just a continuation of Mr. Parker's lease is the way we saw it. Hopefully that you understand that's a little bit of a nuanced difference why we had a recommendation to recommend the lease. We cannot just give it to Mr. DeMaria today if yep. we don't give it to Mr. Parker. He would have to apply for this area himself and go through the whole process as well.
Mrs. Kelm.
At the beginning of this conversation, did you say there was area inside Mr. Parker's currently leased ground that he could additional area open?
Well, in theory, see, it doesn't look like it when you look at the survey, but when you look at the aerial photography, this is Mr. Parker's lease. I mean, there is some room in here. This is about the width of what Mr. Tynes was asking for in shore of Ms. DeMaria at the other one. It was pretty narrow in some of the areas he was asking for. So, again, when we surveyed this one, we didn't follow exactly every little curve of the shoreline back 30 years ago when this was surveyed. But he didn't – no, this was not part of what Mr. Parker asked for. He specifically asked for this area. As you get too close to shore here, I don't think anybody wants it. You can't dredge it because it's too shallow, and it's eroding and it's dynamic, and it's just, I think, a little problematic. But
thank you.
Ms. Herskin.
Yeah, I agree that there seems to be on that aerial that there's some area inside of Mr. Parker's existing lease, but I get nervous about maybe going right up to the shoreline, you know, with lease. Maybe that's a better description of it there.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if, and I'm just looking at the larger piece of paper mm-hmm. that we have, the way that area was surveyed, it's 4.93 acres. Yeah, that. So if you look at point number three, and you go directly south and draw a line there, that stays away from – it gives something to the applicant, I don't know what it is, maybe 2 acres, to add on to his existing lease and would eliminate that area where that island used to be and stay away from the channel. Or, I'm sorry, not the channel, the mouth of the creek.
Right. So you're saying come in this direction.
Right.
either halfway, somewhere along this line.
Yeah, in between points 1 and 6, I guess, somewhere in there, just draw it straight down, and it gives something a little bit more ground for the applicant to work with and preserves that area that was told to be off limits, I guess, before. But,
I mean, that's up to y'all. We can do this in any modified way. If you do approve something like that, that would leave this vacant again, and I guess Mr. DeMaria could apply to add that on to his as well. If you don't assign any of this, it would just be a vacant area. And we couldn't stop Mr. DeMaria from applying for it.
No, I understand. Right. I certainly didn't make that in the form of a motion, so it's discussion.
No, but I mean, that's possible. We could.
Right, I understand. Thank you.
Well, Ms. Herskin, can I ask a follow-up with your line of thinking there? Is it a kind of split the baby concept, or are you looking at setting aside that northern area?
Well, I guess I was only thinking about the mouth of the creek. We had that discussion with the previous application as well as this one, and then, you know, the fact that this is a larger area, it seems, you'd be able to give the applicant a little bit more of his existing lease to plant, and still respecting that area that where the island was. I understand Mr. DeMaria or the applicant or anybody else for that matter could apply for, for another area. So I was only looking for some compromise.
Mr. Tacker.
And will this, Mr. Stagg, be the beginning of a precedent-setting issue where we're going to see everybody applying for every little bit that we can? I mean, it seems to me there was a large. It's already left the boat. Left the boat slip.
We're seeing this already everywhere.
Everywhere.
Just the James River. Wherever there's some ground inshore, Belize, not everywhere, but we're seeing it in all regions. People are looking at small areas inshore of existing leases that I think we believed and the leaseholder believed when we surveyed it. We were reasonably giving them all available ground, right. Again, not pushing up against the shoreline, because that area is a little different than James. James is more of a traditional worked dredge, tong, seed, harvest. But in these other areas where they want to do aquaculture and they want these shallow water areas for cages, that's the exact area people are looking for.
Right.
And it really upsets the leaseholder because he thinks he's got all that area, and then it upsets the landowner because it's right up against. Now, there is no... We have a landowner here who has a different objection, or may, but if there are houses here, this would be heavily protested as close as this is to the shore. So, but that, I don't know that you're setting any kind of precedent because you're going to keep seeing these, and you're going to keep having to make this kind of decision on future protested ones. Do we give it to them? Do we split the baby? Do we give them part of it? I mean, those are decisions that we'll have a recommendation, but unfortunately, you're all going to have to make the final decision.
Other thoughts? Sir, you have something that's pertinent here.
I certainly hope so. Number one, we'd like to keep this as a standalone parcel of oyster ground lease, not an addition to the existing lease.
Why?
Because I'm going to buy it from him. And this will be mine at one point. I'll plant his ground in return for this piece of ground. And it is a productive piece of ground. So why not grow oysters on it? The staff has maintained that this is a leasable piece of ground, and we have properly submitted for it. Mr. DeMaria's fear of oyster theft, in my opinion, is invalid. Because if we were going to steal his oysters, we already got ground beside him. And this ground would give us no further access to steal his oysters. But I'm also here to say under oath that I never got anywhere by stealing anything. I haven't stolen, and I'm not going to steal.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Sir, if you were interested in the ground, then why did Mr. Parker apply for it? Why didn't you submit the application for it?
The reason being exactly why we're here now. Mr. Parker has an adjacent piece of ground to it, so he stands a better ground I mean, we'll be years transferring this, but for now, it's Mr. Parker's, and we're going to work the two pieces of ground together until we come up with a financial settlement for that to be mine. But that's the long-term plan.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. DeMaria, I gave them another bite at the apple. Would you like to add anything to the discussion? If so, please come forward, and if not, don't.
I don't know much that I can say, but I do have records that show that I do perform planting oysters on my beds for being in compliance with what the state requires. And I've submitted that information to you, and it is on the record. And as I said before, I applied for all leasable ground in there. And I didn't get all leasable ground. Frankly, I think there should be a boundary adjustment and that ground should be given to me. That's my opinion.
Okay. Mr. Erskine.
Can I ask staff a question? Boundary adjustments or redo surveying, is that, that's, I mean, grounds shift all the time, especially on the Eastern Shore. It's a rather dynamic environment. Do you do that?
No.
Thank you.
The only time we'd adjust a boundary is if land had accreted into a lease. We have some like that on the books probably right now. We don't really proactively go out and look for them, but if the leaseholder says, you know what, I have a five-acre lease, but an acre of it now is above low tide, every tide, and I'd like for you to resurvey it and cut that piece out, we would certainly do that because we can't lease up a property if it was natural accretion. But to just, if someone just wants to go closer to the shore or adjust their boundary further offshore, no. And even if they're going to trade us and say, we'll give up some here, and you'd have to go through the application process, and hopefully Matt will concur with that, that you know, we can't just move leases around sort of willy-nilly. We have to go through a process. The public has a right to comment. And we want to evaluate it, too, at this agency. So.
Commission operate, Mr. Luckenbach?
Only that I think I can add something to Mr. Erskine's question.
Please come forward.
Testified before this board before, but I don't think any of you, perhaps Mr. Tankard was in an earlier
Could
line.
Could you say your name?
Yeah, Mark Luckenbach, Virginia Institute of Marine Science. With regard to just a backup of what Mr. Erskine said about the Eastern Shore, we did a very extensive survey of all of the as you're aware, all of the public grounds and all the lease grounds on the Eastern Shore of Virginia, presented it to this commission, and one of the upshots of that was that greater than 50%, I believe the number is 56%, of the natural oyster beds in Virginia, in the Eastern Shore of Virginia, the coastal bays, currently lie outside the Baylor grounds, and in many cases they lie inside of leased areas, and under that I consider an extreme condition for not redoing the Baylor and redefining the leases. Those, even in those cases, leases were not. Boundaries were not adjusted. So that's just an attempt to put it into context with the question that Mr. Erskine had.
Anybody have a path forward? Mr. Tankard?
You know, I find Mr. DeMaria's testimony compelling, and then if we look back at the marine resources policy that we see around the state, one would have to conclude that the table had been set by our commission and that everybody at the table knew the rules. And so when you see an application like this come forward, the placings have been changed and not everybody's got that same memo. You know, not everybody's on the same sheet of music, so to speak. So I really have a hard time backfilling these leases that heretofore everyone has thought couldn't be applied for. So it's as though the person who applies for something that didn't exist some years ago gets the benefit, but the guy who believes that what he applied for and what he was allowed to do was one thing would make him so he wouldn't even bother to apply for it. he's seeing the rules of engagement one way, where we're going to change those rules, and that won't be in his favor. Does that make some sense? It's a bit of a complicated issue, but
It's a very complicated.
You know, we set the rules some years ago, and now we're going to change them, and it's not going to be in favor of the person who has these adjacent leases, because they've been kind of operating as though what we decided some years ago is still the status quo.
So, Mr. Tecker, let me ask a question. If it seems to me that you're kind of leaning towards denying the application, but if that's the case, are we not back to square one, and this ground can be applied for by anybody, and we're in the same situation with the same people or different people?
I guess I would go and say that this is a piece of ground that, as we decided 20 years ago, was not leasable.
You want me to comment on that?
Mr. Stack, I know that you want to.
I think Mr. Tankard has a point, but I would make two additional points to that. One, there was an island here in 1994. And there was a reason, I assume, Mr. Showalter did not go into around that island, even though Mr. DeMaria may have asked at the time that he do that. The reason I say that is nothing is static in the marine environment. Shorelines erode, shorelines accrete, islands disappear. So, you know, the fact that we may have indicated to someone 23 years ago that, you know, we weren't going to lease and we wouldn't lease, you know, I think it's unfortunate if that was said, because I never tell anybody that since I've been on this watch. I say if it's legally applicable for, you can apply for it. However, we may recommend denial for all these reasons. SAV. This instance, going up in a creek where the military, you know, those things that I foresee may happen. But, and I have a little different approach, I think, than Jerry had. But I don't think legally Jerry could have said that, really, and had it stick. The commission makes the final decision, really, on whether the ground's leased or not. And had Mr. DeMaria, and I understand why he didn't want to argue with us, with the authority, but he could have contested that and come to the commission and said, I think there's more ground here that I should get. He could have done that. And I know he said he didn't want to say he didn't like me. He can say he doesn't like my recommendation on this, and it won't hurt my feelings. But we're just presenting to you what the situation is now. I can't fix what may have been said 23 years ago. But I think that you have a rational idea, but I think the commissioner also is right. If you don't lease this to Mr. Parker, then I would assume Mr. DeMaria is going to apply for it. And the question then becomes, should he get it? Because of something he may have been told, you know, 23 years ago. I don't know the answer to that. It would come back to y'all, and y'all have to be in this situation one more time. If you don't lease it to Mr. Parker today and don't set it aside in some way, identify it as this area is not to be leased, then a third party could come in tomorrow and apply for the same spot. And I think, unless Matt tells me differently, I'd have to at least take their application, give them some cautions that the commission just heard this, you're really up against the wall here and getting it approved, but I have to take your application.
Mr. Packard.
I see exactly. The marine environment is a dynamic environment, ever-changing every day. So what do you say then with your rationale that you mentioned of the corner that we would take off of this lease? Would that now be an unleasable piece of ground?
I think if you all say that, I guess it could be, but I think Mr. DeMaria could apply to add that to his lease. Now, if someone independent third party came in for 6/10 of an acre in this spot, I think I'd have to take their application, but again, I would tell them, you know, the odds of us recommending this or the commission approving it are almost nil. You're going to have two leaseholders that are going to object to it. You can't dredge it. The only thing you could do would be pick up horses by hand or talk. You'd really be fighting an uphill battle. But that's sort of my style, and if y'all direct me to do something different, hey, I work at the pleasure of the commissioner and the commission. So,
Mrs. Cohen.
I don't know what the applications looked like back then when Mr. DeMaria applied, but I know now they've got North By, South By, East By. Have we looked back to see what
had... We used the same nomenclature back then, although probably that far back, we may or may not even have created a map like we do now that you see the representation of it here. But how we map them now is the same way we mapped them back then. The application is based on north by, south by. And I'm almost certain his application probably said we could pull it, and he may have it. In this instance, probably north by mean low water.
Well, that would be...
Which would be all the available ground. But again, we have never surveyed in my career, and I believe beyond my career, going backwards, we don't crowd mean low water because we need to err on the side of the state ownership. We do not want to accidentally go above mean low water just because we're trying to push it every little crook and cranny of a shoreline. In most places in the state, staying a little bit off of mean low water is a safe thing to do, channelward, because almost everywhere in the state, land is eroding. It's not accreting due to just erosion and sea level rise. So,
Mrs. Kellum.
So if we had that application, that would basically give us our answer if he had...
Well, I'll put it this way. If we had that application today for this same spot and it looked like this map where there's an island right here, we would have probably surveyed it just like you see it there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mr. Tagg, you make a very good point. You do a thoughtful job, and I certainly appreciate your work.
I realize this doesn't make your job any easier. I had to decide to do it. Mine either.
Ben, how many acres do we have under lease currently?
About 128,000 acres under lease. Here we got a conundrum over five. And maybe 6/10 acre. I don't know.
Don't know if you were reading my mind there or not. Whether I should be scared for you if you were. Commission operates a motion. Who's got a path forward?
No.
Mr. Tank.
You know, I'm Mr. Stagg makes a compelling argument. We, you know, also we all know that the marine world is dynamic. It is changing. Sea level rise does that, and the weather does that, and humans do that. So, you know, maybe Mr. DeMaria did apply for this ground and did not get it because of the dynamics of the geography at that time. But it's evident the geography's changed, and as a result, this is a leasable piece of ground. And so I move to approve the whole lease.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Tankard here, second by Mr. Miner, to approve the application as submitted.
Okay.
Correct?
I don't know.
Correct?
Yes. Correct. Yes, sir.
I want to make sure everybody's on the same page. Discussions about the motion?
That's the configuration right there. That survey.
I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any no's?
No.
No.
Chair votes no as well. So how many no's are there?
Three.
The motion passes 4-3. The application is approved.
Man, too tough.
That's a heroic work, Mr. Stagg, to get us to this point.